Welcome to Wacky Geeks. In this episode, full-size posters, color and silver effects pro, and battery packs. Right here on Wacky Geeks, episode number 44. I'm your host, Michael Wilhelm, and our co-host,
Mike Dunlap.
And going round the round table
here. Is here again.
As is Randall.
And Ken Hansen.
Oh, that didn't work.
Yeah, oh. Push a button, pull a lever. You gotta hold that key.
Yeah. Yeah, that hold the pedal.
There you go.
Did you get that at Craig Ferguson's garage sale?
Certainly did.
Boys and their toys, I tell you. Well, shall we start with full size posters?
What do you yes, say? Full size posters.
Full size posters is great. Actually, it started out okay, and then it turned into great. What you can do there is you can, like, if you got some great images, you know, from your photographic travels.
Yeah.
And they make really nice, very sharp, very detailed, beautiful posters.
I take you've had a couple of them made?
I've had like seven now. Nice. And they do it for really cheap. Really? I mean, extremely cheap. Yeah. You can get a 30 by 48 print for like less than $20.
Well, that's not bad at all.
No, not at all.
They
started out, they had a problem when they started out first, was the fact was that when they'd mail them to you, they did these really bad tubes, and they would end up being crushed. Mm. And I had to send some back several times to get them done. But now they send them in these tubes that you couldn't run over with a tank and crush.
Nice.
So they finally, you know, picked up that part. But
what's the turnaround on something like that?
48 hours.
Is that it?
That's it. Yeah.
Well, you can't beat that.
No. In fact, they print your poster the same day they get the order.
The kind of impressive thing is the amount of, I'm looking up here, the number of papers that they offer.
Oh, yeah. You can offer. Get canvas, slick. You can get even like on
vinyl.
Vinyl, anything they'll print it on.
Yeah, that'd be great for like class reunions or, like over a long weekend sort of thing, or family reunions that last, a couple of days. Get a group shot at the first day and then the last day, have everybody sign it or something like that. Or for businesses, that sounds tremendous. I mean, back to large format printing is pretty pricey, and it sounds like, if they could turn it around that fast for that kind of price.
Not only that, it's like the first time you go up there and get your first print, say you get 30 by 48 print,
right?
$11.95 for your first print. It's the first time you go up there. So you'll get, plus, postage, $16, you'll get your first print, so you can evaluate how good they are, and after that, you're hooked.
Do you know if there's any issues with, like, say, what would be a copyrighted image, for instance? Could you take a shot from from a movie or something like that, and then have that printed?
They have warnings on there not to upload copyrighted material on there.
Right.
So. But, standard warning like you would get, when you take your stuff to your photo finisher. But
right.
I haven't tested to see if they would,
right.
kick your stuff out of there if you have to take a picture of, a NASCAR logo or something like that. But beautiful work, though. Very sharp, very nice, high-quality papers.
Excellent.
Great place for photographers. Love it.
So, Steve, did the shipping cartons improve that much, or UPS just fixed their parking brakes?
Yeah, you would think. I don't know, because the first prints I got really looked like they had used them for batting practice or something, because the tubes were crushed, everything was bad. And then when I called them, they immediately would send me a print the next day, FedEx.
Yeah, they have it in their system.
And they would say, okay, we're so sorry about that.
That's what they did. They changed from UPS to FedEx.
They knew they were using them for parking brakes, didn't they?
Well, there's several shipping things on there, like UPS, or FedEx. And if you really positively, absolutely kind of sort of need it overnight, you can get it FedEx to you. Costs a little bit more. But when I had those that were crushed, and I called them and said, hey, this won't work, and I got a client waiting, next morning it was there, by FedEx. Nice.
So they're real responsive also, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't beat that, especially for that price and that quality. I mean, that's all around a good thing.
Yeah, and they come out beautiful. And they also have, like, on their site, when you go to upload a print, you can see what it might look like as a black and white print. You want to order a black and white or a sepia tone print,
Oh, that's they're trying to upsell you there, which makes a lot of sense. But that's very cool. I know somebody who's going to be very interested in that.
especially for people who don't have Photoshop and don't want to play with their original images, they can do that all for you.
What's the name of the website again?
It's fullsizeposters.com.
Oh, cool. That's excellent. I'll check that out.
And our next one is ColorFX Pro.
Great filters for Photoshop and Aperture.
Steve, you've been playing with this very much?
Yeah, I've been playing with it a lot. In fact, I think if you're a serious photographer, you should definitely get these filter packages.
I played with it quite a bit in some of my cycling photos I've taken. And I shot a whole bunch of these photos when it was real kind of drizzly outside and the lighting wasn't
flat. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of flat and just kind of blah. And turned the photos around and made them look like it was a sunny day.
Mm.
And
but what's great for like old school photographers, you know, that's what I am. I start with paper and trays and sloshing chemicals. Is they have filters built in there that will actually emulate stuff like that. So if you're used to printing on a certain Kodak paper or with a certain film, you can actually go in and click a filter and it'll make your digital image as if you had taken it on that certain type of film.
Nice.
Wow.
It's a good transition from, say, if you're old school and have, you know, the old Brownie box camera or whatever, and you developed your own film and you've done that for years, you could actually go digital and still get the same effects.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Very nice.
It's really good. And then they also make their SilverFX Pro, which is, of course, for good black and white. You know, a lot of people just use the black and white feature in Photoshop and don't have a lot of control over it.
Yeah.
This gives you a lot more filters, a lot more controls, and you can actually emulate different papers you would print on, like a sepia-tone paper or an albumin paper or platinum prints, anything like that.
Wow.
It'll also emulate the film types, and you can also do push processing with it, yes. Which is really yes. Cool.
Yeah.
You can even pretend to be a pinhole camera, which I found really impressive.
Yeah. It does it really well.
I haven't messed with that one too much other than the fact that with my RAW photos, it takes a long time to load up with RAW.
Yeah, you know, raw images it does. But what's great, too, though, about it is as it applies the filters, it does them in layers and masks. And you can actually go through and delete each layer and mask to see exactly how the filters are built up.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
And you know, subtract and take away if it's a little bit less, bit more.
Seems like that would give you a lot of control over the image. I mean, you could hit it multiple times with multiple filters and see what the various effects would be by either moving the layers around or activating a layer and deactivating layers.
Yeah.
That seems like a tremendous tool right there.
Well, the other thing I noticed with both of these, in Aperture, it's pretty much an all or nothing deal. But with Photoshop, the fact you could actually paint the filter on.
Right. Yes. Yes. And you can also select little areas of the image. You know, say if you want to have a polarized filter in a certain area, we got a reflection. You can actually pick the spot in the photo and adjust it just in that little area.
Or like dodging it or kind of burning an image.
Right. You just select pixel areas and it'll either expand or contract where you want to maybe burn an area or highlight it or.
Where do you find these effects pros?
Well,
NickFilters.com. NickSoftware.com.
Software, yeah.
NickSoftware. Yeah.
If you go to our website, GrindersBox.com.
No, WackyGeeks.com.
WackyGeeks, GrindersBox, go to the same place. So, sorry about that.
Do they have some demo versions?
They have demo versions of both of these available, as well as their other filter packages that they have up there.
This might be a dumb question, but is this for those people that have like Photoshop effects?
Can you mean Photoshop Elements?
Or Elements, rather, can you use that with that, or is it separate?
I do believe it does work with Photoshop Elements. I know that the basic version does, so.
Cool.
Well, then our next scene is called, made by a company called Own User, and it's a third-party battery pack for Panasonic and other cameras. And this is a company that makes battery packs for camera companies or cameras that don't have battery packs available from the original manufacturer.
Right.
And I got one for my Panasonic, and it's great. And so this is wonderful. And the when I first ordered it, they shipped the wrong thing in the right box.
Got it half right.
Yeah. So I emailed them, and they shipped me another one.
How do they compare price-wise to, you know, like a...
It was right at $110, I think.
Yeah.
So...
But if you had to buy the same battery from, you know...
They don't make one.
Oh, they don't make one.
So, I mean, you're kind of stuck there on the price, but still.
But, you know, really...
Well, this is not the batteries. This is like a grip that holds extra batteries.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, it holds two batteries in it. So you take your camera batteries and you stick it in it, and then it clips into your... onto your camera.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I see.
So and it gives you also the buttons where you can sit there and use it for in portrait mode.
Yeah, which is generally how I shoot is in portrait. So
you can't see it, but he's holding his camera up right now.
Yeah. Well, if you go to our site wackygeeks.com, you can see a picture of how that one of these looks on a camera, and it's really cool. And they make them for multiple different cameras.
It looks like a motor drive. That's what it looks like, an old motor drive.
Yeah, it really does.
Pretty true.
Yeah,
but it stores two battery packs internally inside of it, and you can. It makes it very easy to swap out the battery packs, and you can have one battery pack running off of one and leave your camera on while you change the one that's dead.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
great. So essentially, you've doubled your capability.
Yeah, and you, capability. And changing out batteries, there's no longer a lapse time.
Nice.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, especially if you're shooting a lot of action photography, that would be great. You don't want to miss a shot.
Oh, yeah, little sporting events, things like that.
Well, you shoot bicycling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that would definitely come in handy that.
And,
or even for storm chasing. I mean, I could see where...
No, there's been times I've fumbled for a battery pack at the right moment, you know.
Yeah.
Even weddings, I've done that, you know. Oh, I'll run out of the battery. Hold on, don't kiss her yet.
Yeah, hold off now.
But yeah, I mean that's a great. That seems like a really cool application or product rather.
What about Sturgis?
Yeah, Sturgis. Yeah.
If you go live in a tent for a week, well, the problem is where do you charge these batteries?
Good point.
Well, I built a battery pack myself. I went to Radio Shack and bought a couple of these four-cell D-cell holders, Velcroed them together. The voltage was still a little low, so I got a ninth battery and added to it, made it 13.5 volts. Now, 9 D cells are about as heavy as a brick, but leave it in your camera bag, in your saddle bags, and just stand close enough to your motorcycle to shoot your video, you know, so the cord will reach, it works fine. It'll last most of a week.
Really?
And
you can
run
a biker with it, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. You can use it for a weapon.
That's the important thing.
Well, what I did, I used this thing and had a cord with a cigarette lighter adapter, which puts the signal to keep the camera happy, you know, because you have to have a proprietary battery.
Right.
And it worked great. I used that for almost a week before I had to change batteries.
You better patent that real quick.
Shot a lot of video. And but you have to stay close. It's not very portable, but if you're just kind of standing by your bike shooting, everybody comes by, it works great. And you don't have to worry about plugging it anywhere to charge it. When the batteries run down, go to Wally World, buy 9 more, and you're good to go.
Once you get a longer cord, stand across the street, and then when the cycle riders come down the road, right, you go rod them with the quick cable, and then you got a good picture.
I will tell them that you gave me that idea.
Well, on that note of murder and suspense,
I think we'll end this with, I'm going to change the song over that to,
here we go.
This is another Jonathan Colton song, I Crush Everything.
Good switch.
My arms bring you down to be with me. got pretty nice arms, but I hate my beak. And the dolphins are all phonies. They seem nice enough at first, but they pretend to be your friend until they see you at your worst, and then they leave you without a word. They swim away. So I can't do that thing anymore. I can't be.